Chairperson of the Conference, Oral Ministers and Heads of Delegations, Director General, Representative of Rome-based UN Organization, Cooperating Partners, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me great pleasure to participate in this very important historic session of FAO Conference. This is the first conference under the new Director General of FAO. I believe it will give us a glimpse of what it intends to give to the organization during his term of office. I would like to take this opportunity to wish him all the success in his new assignment. I know it won't be easy, but with adequate support from all stakeholders, especially member states of the organization, success will surely come. I bring you greeting from their majesties and the people of the Kingdom of Swaziland. Chairperson, colleagues, and heads of delegation, the challenges of hunger and poverty are still a major concern to most of the developing world, and this is equally so for the Kingdom of Swaziland. Our effort should be in addressing this human suffering in a more sustainable way, and it should be a key in our agenda, as I have noticed the emphasis of the program of the World Budget 2014-2015. The prioritization of the program areas for emphasis by the organization is recommendable. I've taken personal note of the increased budget for technical cooperation with a bias towards emergency projects. The state of food and challenges of climate change that are manifesting themselves in increased crop failure in the African continent are concerns, and one hopes that the meeting organized by the African Union and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations in cooperation with LULO Institute will give the necessary impetus for addressing these. The Kingdom of Swaziland is grateful for the support provided throughout by FAO, but it would like to plead with the Office of the Director General to ensure that the sub-regional offices of the organization are technically capacitated, to ensure that the increased support to national offices in member states, there are areas of concern with regard to the delivery of essential services. Chairperson, the involvement of youth in agriculture is long overdue. The future of sustainable agriculture development is better placed with their participation. Gender mainstreaming and the youth is a key to improve implementation of programs of the organization at national level. If we desire to realize the sustainable agriculture development, it is important that the role of women and youth is addressed. I further note with great concern that the nutritious status for our citizens will not be realized if women and youth are excluded or marginalized. Women not only produce the food we eat, but also prepare it. Men should begin to understand and appreciate what food types should be used in a diet. This goes for food safety as well as which is so vital in food security. There's no food security without food safety and nutrition. Food is not a luxury, but it's the basic requirement which should be consumed in the right quantities and correct intervals. This is important for children, the elders, and the sick. No medication will work on a hungry stomach. Dear colleagues and heads of delegation, farm families should be given the correct expertise to grow food crops and to keep livestock in the most sustainable manner. This will ensure that the protection of environment, adequate and soil fertility to sustain drought and food soil moisture retention practices such as conservation agriculture. Where irrigation is practiced, it should optimize the available water resources. I condemn the practices that give rise to soil erosion and coral fires and the destruction of forest. A production should be linked with adequate storage markets and processing. May I also mention that the Kingdom of Swaziland is very committed in the implementation of comprehensive agriculture and development program CADAP. We strongly encourage FAO to continue playing its role in ensuring the successful implementation of the program. The implementation of the program by most member states will demonstrate the common purpose of increasing contribution of agriculture to the national gross domestic product of each member state in the drive to create more jobs throughout the sector. It will also increase trade between member states of the African Union, which is currently lower than observed in other continents. As I conclude my remarks, I would like the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations to play a major role in the mobilization of technical and financial resources to implement CADAP. Centers of excellence and other relevant institutions should avail themselves to assist the organization in providing the needed support to member states. I thank you.